trouble. Now, I'm joined for my last guest of this week. It is our very own Drive Time presenter, comedian, poet and writer. It is Stuart Pink, who has a brand new book out, which is called Pandemic Poetry Anniversary Edition 2022. So, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Michelle. Your last guest of the week.
Last guest of the week. Can't cram anybody else in.
That's it. You're really scraping the barrel now. Lovely to be here. Thank you for having me on your award-winning show.
My award-winning show, yeah.
Yes.
I've got that award somewhere. You came in to see me. We obviously see each other quite a bit. But you last came in on the show in March last year with the very first pandemic poetry.
You were first to jump on the bandwagon with the band, Pandemic Poetry, way back when.
I can't even say it, actually, Pandemic Poetry.
No, I'm struggling at all. I wrote it.
So, first of all, how did you actually get into writing? Because I know you do comedy, and is this something you've put into your comedy shows now as well, when you go out, or is it sort of separate, or...?
I started to. I mean, I haven't been out on a comedy show since the pandemic started, so I can't say how these would go down, but I definitely used to write poetry before I did commentary. Bit of a commentary? Comedy. I'm having the same problem. So I've always written poetry, but I've had a couple of goes at sharing the poetry to a live audience, and it's a different thing, completely different. Yeah. And actually, they're so much more polite and nice and kind. You go to a poetic audience, they're like, oh, very good. Yes, well done.
Do you do serious stuff as well, or is it you keep it quite chirpy and fun?
I try sometimes to do serious, but generally I end up ruining it by the end. And making a laugh, making a joke. I can't do serious very well. But I tend to find more fun doing the comedy stuff. There is a couple of serious ones in this book. There's one at the end called Some of Us, which is kind of more of a serious note to it. But generally, they're all a bit tongue-in-cheek.
So during the pandemic, obviously, you weren't here for quite a bit, were you, at Phoenix?
I was stuck at home doing it all in my PJs.
Yes.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Exactly. less of that. But did you get more involved in starting to do writing as wanting something else to do?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. It was like a good distraction, really. And also, there was so much going on during lockdown. It felt like every time you turn on the news, you're like, oh, what's happening now? Oh, what's happening now? Same again, isn't it? But... yeah, definitely something to kind of a bit of an outlet, really, when you're all stuck indoors. Lots of people were watching TV. I felt like I watched every box set on Netflix and then thought, I'm just going to keep writing because I enjoy it. It takes me away to a different place and ended up capturing most of the historical chronicles of COVID.
How successful has it been with the first edition of Pandemic Poetry?
It's been awesome. It blew me away, really. I've done it again. I brought out the anniversary edition and done the same thing and only charged 99p. So I don't imagine I'll make much money out of it. But it's nice that it goes around and it gets into people's eyes and ears and a few people can relate to it. I had this amazing experience a couple of weeks ago. My mum and dad went to pick up some shopping from Morrison's in Eastwood. And there's a poem in the book called Tears of a Town about a place called Eastwood Rise, where they were separate tears in the same road. And some people there recognised the name and said, are you Stuart Pink's mum and dad? We heard his poem is really good. I was like, this is the weirdest experience in my life.
Yeah. I bet they were proud.
It was quite, well, they're probably a bit embarrassed by it, I imagine. Like, what's going on here? This is strange. But I was blown away that someone else that I'd never met in my life had heard it and connected to it.
Yeah.
So that's the beautiful thing.
Well, any artist or musician, writer, you can get your friends and family, and sometimes they're not that supportive, actually, friends and family, because they go, another song or another
here he goes again.
Here he goes again. But it's when you get somebody you don't know that you go, they've read my work.
They genuinely found my work.
Yeah.
I would say that they are very, very supportive, mum and dad, and the family, and all you lot here at Phoenix FM have clearly been a big fan base.
Yeah.
Couldn't do it without you.
We share it. Now, you pointed, let me just cough there, to Mr. Patrick Shering, who's joining us in the studio. He'll be coming up next.
Yeah.
Do you have a question for Stuart, just off the top of your head?
Do I have a question for Stuart?
Lots.
lots, Stuart. So...
mostly? Why?
I mean, you talked about why you started doing the poems and why you write... But has this been something that you've just continued, and you think you will continue now we're in a different situation, not in the pandemic in this, as much as we were?
Oh, definitely. Yeah, I've already got a couple kind of lined up to come after this one. And I've been writing about, obviously on the show, I share one a week, but I feel like it's really taken off and I've enjoyed doing them and I've found a new inspiration. If ever I'm out somewhere and I think, oh, that's quite a funny little scenario. Mm. I try and capture it in a poem, and I've got a, I've definitely built up more of a back catalogue now, and I'm certainly going to be a big, big part of my life. It always has been, but I look forward to getting more out there and continuing the verse.
And not just waiting for a pandemic, obviously.
No.
Yeah, yeah. Not just pandemic.
But it's interesting though, if you kind of like you think that that life in general now will just be inspiring you to write your poems. I guess it always has done.
Yeah, that's it. I've always done it anyway. But I think having the pandemic kind of concentrated a lot of stuff into a theme, which kind of brought the book around, and then the anniversary happening again has kind of, right, I'm going to put everything pandemic-wise in the book, and then hopefully that's the last big wave we're getting, and we can move on to different things.
Are you going to get these, I was thinking, have you got any illustrations in the book, or is that something you're going to do?
Oh, yes. My sister is incredibly talented, and she's done a few doodles on the front and some illustrations and things. It's a little bit tricky to do the formatting because I'm not a pro. I'm doing it all myself. But we're trying to get a few of those in to this edition, into the actual book. But she's done some great pictures and stuff. So,
aren't you lucky?
I know. I should charge more for the book so I can give her some commission.
But she is your sister, so don't. Yeah, she's family, doesn't really count, does it? They don't do it for free. And now we've been talking about the book, which is called Pandemic Poetry Anniversary Edition 2022. So you picked out two to read out to us.
I have, yeah. Well, first one I thought I'd share is one that's kind of become one of the greatest hits. I feel like if I brought out an album, just be on it. It seems to have gone down pretty well, and it's sort of inspired by the fact that when we were in the grip of the first lockdown, you had to social distance and you couldn't sort of hang around with other people and spend time together. And the one thing you couldn't do, definitely, was to be in a conga.
yes, sorry about that laugh.
So I wrote this one. It's called Oh How I Long to Be in a Conga. Oh, how I wish life wasn't so somber. Is it just me? Or is this year getting longer? They say that the bad times can only make you stronger. But this year, it seems, there's a lot to conquer. We all have our worries about life, love and Wonga. From Brentwood to Basra, Oslo to Onga. But I'm a simple man with one dream to honour. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. Joined at the waist, together we wander. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. A human chain growing longer and longer. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. With Lisa and Patrick and Michelle and Rhonda. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. With anyone at all, even Jane Fonda. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. Or even James Bonder wearing a seconda, the chosen timepiece for timing a conga. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. But with social distancing, you can't get any wronger. And that's why, for now, I can conga no longer. But one day soon, with COVID beyond you, the time will come to rejoin the conga. And a billion strong, from Land's End to Tonga. Oh, how I long to be in that conga. In a single file line, together we'll wander. And one at a time, we'll make that line longer. Oh, how I long to be in a conga. We're in it, together. One day we will conquer, and then again, forever we will conquer.
Yeah! Oh, that is good. That is good. And it
Thank
is,
you.
And it sums up, really, it does sum up the pandemic and how lonely a lot of people were feeling. You couldn't go and see your elderly relatives. Well, you couldn't go and see anybody at one stage. I mean, you're only allowed to go out. And when you think about it now, even looking back,
yeah,
it's weird.
Seems weird.
You could go shopping, but you had to go straight back home. That was it.
Yeah.
Christmas.
I know. That's kind of why I put the book out in the first place, was because I felt that you'd look back on all this and explain it to people who weren't around and go, what happened there? What do you mean? What, yeah. You couldn't get in a conga.
Yeah.
And it already, as you say, it already starts to feel unreal.
Mm. Yeah.
Really. So you think, well, did we really do that? Or rather not do it, that, and we couldn't do all those things?
Yeah.
You know.
We're part of history. We are. Our generation, yes, will be talked about, you know, in hundreds and hundreds of years' times when I'm probably in my early 20s.
Yeah.
It will be mentioned.
Well, and they'll be reading Stuart's poetry.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
Well, why not?
But you want to be famous now and earning the money, not in about 50 years' time.
Trust my luck, it'll be after.
Yeah, 200 years.
It was wonderful in his time.
We've got a second poem coming from your book. So tell us about this one.
I'll tell you what, I'll do a final word on COVID. So there's a few in the anniversary edition that I knew that weren't in the original pandemic poetry. Yep. I say a few, it was about double. Including loads of ones about like Novak Djokovic and the whole fiasco around that. There's a couple of serious ones. But I wrote one just the other day. It kind of ties in more recent events, I suppose, and puts the pandemic more in perspective as to where we are now and looking back on it. So this one's called A Final Word on COVID. A final word on COVID. Now it seems we're through the worst. Until some fancy variant comes and make our bubble burst. A thank you to our heroes on the front line and at home. To all of you who battled through the toughest times we've known. When COVID washed up on our shores and destroyed our every plan, it tipped the whole world upside down and it all got out of hand. But we all kept calm, we carried on with classic British spirit, like they used to in the 40s, when they all mucked in to win it. We comforted each other. And at least we all can say, it might feel like we're in a mess, but it was far worse yesterday. It might be rough, but it's not the Blitz. They've been through worse before. Whatever comes our way today, at least it's not a war. That's my attempt to comfort people.
What it is with poetry as well, that's really good. It's, you get hooked into your voice because you've got a great speaking voice, because you have to really concentrate on what you're saying, waiting for the next line.
It's definitely the way you say it sometimes as well.
Yeah,
I feel like when I've had people on who share their poems on my poetry podcast, it's lovely to kind of to get them to do it a couple of times, because often you get nervous, but if you just go slowly, you really can. Yeah, if you go to a poetry open mic night or something, it's quite mesmerising sometimes to see people up there doing it.
That's because you're used to being on stage. That's why you've got that. Even I've relaxed now.
Absolutely. The delivery was
we're
just...
We're all sounding quite sexy now. Listen with our voices,
Stuart.
Yeah. Yeah.
Also available for voiceovers.
Does that as well. So you've said you've not gone back yet with your comedy onto stage. So is that something you're going to be doing soon?
Yeah. So I've been talking to a comedy friend of mine, Pam, about... thinking up some new ideas, trying to, because all my stuff before COVID was all about going out, dating, and going to that. I feel like most of my stuff now feels like in the post-pandemic world is like that didn't happen.
Yeah,
not for a long time. So it all needs a bit of reworking. But I would definitely look forward to getting back out there and probably adding more poetry to the comedy scene.
How many poems are in the book? The new one, the new edition.
Oh, that's a good question. I wish I had the answer.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I would say...
Clearly lots.
I could tell you how many pages.
Yes.
And then that might help to... 36 pages.
All right, okay.
Which I think is probably roughly about 30-ish poems. Some are really short, some are four lines, and some are three pages.
As you said, the book's 99 pence. You can get it online.
Yeah, available on Amazon, 99p, pre-order now, comes out on the 23rd of March, because that's the anniversary of the first book.
Yes.
And the anniversary of lockdown. But you can find it at stuartpink.com.
Pandemic Poetry, Anniversary Edition 2022.
That's it. That's the baby.
Why are you looking at me like that, Patrick?
I'm just looking at you, Michelle,
I don't like it. It's putting me off. He's giving me side eye.
It's where I'm sitting, Michelle.
It's difficult not to, because he's in the middle.
Precisely. Thank you, Stuart.
It's difficult to explain on radio. I just got side eye.
The only other way is a cross eye, and that's just that's just off-putting.
That is a little bit
gets confusing.
Absolutely.
So if you want to find out more, Stuart Pink, just type his name in. There is only one Stuart Pink. What a great name.
Thank you very much. There is one other Stuart Pink, spelt wrong, with the UART. I think he works for the Sun, so it's not me.
I thought you meant his name Pink was spelt U. It's a very unusual phrase.
It's a silent U. Yeah.